Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S.-built pier in Gaza has been repaired and reconnected, American military officials announced Friday, AP's Shelley Adler reporting.
The U.S. military-built pier designed to carry badly needed aid into Gaza by boat has been reattached to the beach after a section broke apart in storms and rough seas. That announcement made by Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, who's deputy commander of U.S. Central Command.
We expect to resume delivery of humanitarian assistance from the sea in the coming days.
Cooper says the goal is to get 1 million pounds of food and other supplies moving through the pier into Gaza every 2 days. The pier was only operational for a week before the storm tore it apart. I'm Shelley Adler.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres will tell the Security Council next week that both Israel and Hamas are violating children's rights and leaving them exposed to danger in their war to eliminate each other. AP's Jackie Quinn.
The UN Secretary General is criticizing both sides of the Israel-Hamas war when it comes to violating the rights of children in armed conflict. A UN spokesman says Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Israel's ambassador to deliver the news Israel would be listed as one of three parties engaged in killing and maiming children. Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan reacted with outrage, saying of Guterres, shame on him. The Palestinian UN ambassador says adding Israel to the so-called list of shame will not bring back children who were killed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A flurry of recent attacks in Iran, apparently orchestrated, I should say, in Iraq, apparently orchestrated by supporters of Iran-backed anti-American militias, reflects surging anger against the United States, Israel's top ally, over the war in Gaza. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met Friday in France while attending ceremonies marking the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings. Biden told Zelensky he apologized to the Ukrainian people for the weeks of not knowing if more assistance would come while Congress waited 6 months before sending him a military aid package. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with more.
I apologize for the those weeks of not knowing what's going to happen in terms of funding.
The president assured Volodymyr Zelensky more aid will flow and the U.S. will stand with Ukraine.
We're still in. Completely, thoroughly.
As Ukraine tries to fight off an intense Russian push in the east, Zelensky says American backing is vital.
Like it was during World War II, how the United States helped to save human lives, to save Europe, and we count on your continuing support.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
South African opposition parties have been meeting and will continue to crunch talks into next week to consider the ruling African National Congress's offer to become part of a government of national unity. The ANC failed to secure a majority in last week's highly contested election, but some opposition parties are already rejecting the party's offer because of deep-seated divisions. Senior officials of the main opposition Democratic Alliance will meet on Monday to discuss the centrist party's approach to the negotiations. Top leadership of the leftist Economic Freedom Fighters Party were holding talks on Friday. Parties are under pressure to conclude negotiations and reach an agreement by June 16th.
Your day. March 21st of 2003.
That was Tyler Thompson, one of three Americans accused of involvement in last week's coup, I should say last month's coup, in Congo, led by a little-known opposition figure Christian Malunga, in which six people were killed. A military trial began in the capital city on Friday for 51 suspects. The defendants face a number of charges, many punishable by death. Those charges include terrorism, murder, and criminal association. Mexico's outgoing president is pledging to press ahead with judicial reforms despite nervousness among investors and suggestions from his own hand-picked successor that he should wait. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said he would pursue 20 constitutional changes after his Morena party won a two-thirds majority in Congress's Sunday's election. Those same elections ensure Morena candidate Claudia Sheinbaum will be next president. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.